For domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Yeah. And this is Dark Man here at the American Network, and it's going to be open lines this morning. Our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524, but there's so many things going on today. I just wanted to sort of try to put them into perspective, because they really don't make sense. Now, I know most people, of course, are well aware of the fact that it looks like there's going to be a war between Israel and Gaza, between Israel and Hamas. Certainly, the troops are lined up there, the armored vehicles, the tanks, other vehicles are ready to move into Gaza. And, of course, really, what can Israel do after all the over 750 missiles have rained down onto Israel? And certainly Israel has to be able to defend itself. You can't live with constant air raid sirens going off. We got an email yesterday from Cheryl Hancock, and Cheryl really represents Radio Liberty, one of our ministries over there, and certainly Cheryl's on with us every month. And she was just talking about how the sirens are going off in Jerusalem, where she lives on a regular basis. And certainly she has friends in Tel Aviv, and the sirens are going off there. And she only has 90 seconds to get to an air raid shelter after the siren goes off. Pretty hard to get from your home to an air raid shelter. People can't live under those circumstances very long. Israel has no choice but to go into Gaza and take out Hamas. Only if she does go into Gaza, why the United Nations will intervene as they have before and prevent Israel from winning the war, from really destroying Hamas and certainly taking away their control over Gaza. Now, how did Hamas get control of Gaza? Well, of course, you remember that Israel drove its own settlers out of there 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, went in certainly with bayonets and with troops and literally forced people to leave and clubbed the people who didn't and forced them to leave. And certainly thousands of Israelis were forced out of Gaza and turned it over to Hamas. And where did Hamas come from? It was formed by the United States and Israel. Go up on the Internet, go to your search engine and type in a U.S.-Israel form Hamas, you'll find that that's exactly what happened some years ago. Of course, it was done, oh, well, we want to combat Arafat. We want to combat the secular the PLO. So we're going to form this radical Islamic movement here to combat the secular Palestinian movement. And so the United States and Israel formed Hamas that is attacking Israel today. It doesn't make any more sense than the fact that the British intelligence, which always has worked very, very closely with American intelligence, but British intelligence formed, MI6 formed the Muslim Brotherhood back in 1928. This is covered in the book we carry called The Devil's Game. The Devil's Game. The Devil's Game. It's available by calling my 800 number, 800-544-8937. Now, the author, I think, makes a mistake in that he says this is all a mistake. I don't think it was a mistake at all. Of course, the CIA took over control of the financing of the Muslim Brotherhood after World War II, and we consistently finance and help it today. Certainly, the Muslim Brotherhood was intimately involved in the overthrow of the government of Egypt, and we finance that. The same thing is true in Tunisia. Should be very obvious that we finance what happened in Libya. Should be very obvious that we're financing what's going on in Syria today. We've already toppled the government of Turkey. Turkey, which traditionally for almost 100 years, well, going back to 1925, somewhere in there, when Ataturk took over Turkey, Turkey has been more or less a friend of Israel until, of course, we financed the opposition and turned Turkey over to the Muslim Brotherhood, and that's they control Turkey today, and it doesn't make sense unless you read Ezekiel 38 and 39 and realize that Gog and Magog, and one of those is Turkey, is aligned against Israel. See, Turkey had always been Israel's friends, and that didn't fit into biblical prophecy. And then you topple the existing military government and replace it with the Muslim Brotherhood representatives, and now, of course, Turkey is ready to be aligned against Israel, as was prophesied in Ezekiel 38 and 39. And if you read that segment, you can actually begin to understand what's going on today, because very little that's going on there makes sense. Unless you understand that now, certainly there's an effort to overthrow the government, the king of Jordan, who is probably one of the most benevolent of the monarchs in that area, certainly far more benevolent than the monarchy in Saudi Arabia, which we're financing, which I believe we are going to topple and turn over to the Muslim Brotherhood. It's not a matter of if, but when. Certainly there's a revolt taking place in Yemen and in Bahrain, and we are actually doing everything we can to unite that whole area behind the Muslim Brotherhood in preparation for a massive war with Israel. Now, the war that we're going to see taking place now, I think, if it does take place, will be a relatively minor one. Israel will move into Gaza. Public outrage will demand that they pull out before they accomplish anything, and things will move back as they are before. So we'll just have to wait and see how this develops. Much more to the point, much more affecting you is going to be certainly the coming economic crisis in America. An economic crisis which, of course, could be foreseen because there's no way that Social Security can work. Why not? Well, when we first started Social Security, there was one person retired for every 35 people working. Today, there are basically about two people working for every person retired, and soon it'll be one person working for every person retired. We have 56 million Americans on Social Security today. 56 million Americans on Social Security today, and certainly another 79 million are on the verge of retiring, the baby boomers. They started retiring 2 years ago. 79 million more people are retiring. Our telephone number is 877-254-7544. 877-254-7544. Open lines, give us a call. Look carefully.
Freedom goes away.
Hi, I'm Bruce Baker.
I write songs that give people with conservative values a laugh, or maybe bring a tear to their eye. Hopefully, the songs will help people with liberal values to see the light of liberty. Please visit my website at www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker. You can hear full versions of several songs and see my video. There are links to download either iTunes or MP3 versions of the tunes on my new album, Mark's Larks. That's www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker.
At RAM, we don't think it's the calendar's job to say when the work is done. We think it's up to the truck. So while the other guys are shutting down for the holidays, Ram trucks are firing up their available 390 horsepower Hemi V8 and Cummins turbo diesel engines and working overtime. This is a great time to get a great deal on a great truck right now at the Ram Big Finish event.
Now get 0% financing for 60 months or $7,200 in total values on the 2012 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4. Values include $3,200 Bighorn package discount and $4,000 cash allowance. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. 0% APR financing for 60 months equals $1,667 per month for $1,000. Finance for well-qualified buyers through Ally regardless of down payment. Residency restrictions apply. Offers end 12-3.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Freedom Network, and our telephone number is 877-254-7524. But we're talking about the fact that America is moving into a financial collapse. And, of course, they're talking about the fiscal cliff the 1st of January. And, of course, the Democrats want to increase spending. The Republicans want to cut taxes or maintain the tax cuts. And basically, there's no way that we can possibly afford what we've undertaken. 56 million Americans on Social Security today, probably a few less on Medicare, but when you take in Medicaid, of course, it far exceeds that. Between Medicare and Medicaid, we have 100 million people on Medicare and on Medicaid today. And that's 48 million Americans on Medicare, 68 million Americans on Medicaid, but some of them are overlapping, so it comes to about 100 million of people on Medicare, Medicaid. Now, where is the money coming from? Well, it's coming from the Social Security Fund, Social Security Medicare Fund, but basically, certainly people, even when they're paying full, now people are not paying the full Social Security taxes. Now that was a tax cut to try to stimulate the economy, which of course ends the 1st of January. But even if people were paying their full Social Security and Medicare, that would only be 7.5%. The employer puts in 7.5%. That's 15% of salaries going to fund Social Security and Medicare. Now there is no fund. First of all, you have to understand there is no money in the Social Security Fund. They're only IOUs, or bonds, redeemable by the Treasury and backed with the full faith and credit of the United States, a nation that owes about $80 trillion. That's the real national debt if you take into account all we promised to pay out. And there's no way we can possibly pay it. Now, basically, of course, if you realize we have 56 million people on Social Security, probably closer to 58 million today, are drawing Social Security, another 79 million baby boomers in the process of retiring. And, of course, unless you kill off those who are already on Social Security, as the new ones come on board, why, of course, pretty soon the system just goes bankrupt. They're having to borrow 40 cents out of every dollar the federal government spends today just to keep the tax and the checks coming. The federal government is borrowing 40 cents out of every dollar they spend just to keep the Medicare checks and the Social Security checks and the food stamps and of the housing allowances and the child care and all the wonderful benefits. Of course, a lot of them are benefits for our multimillionaires and multibillionaires and massive farm combines. They all get welfare, too. 100 million Americans get a welfare check every single or almost every single month of one form or another. And then Social Security and Medicare on top of that. 150 million Americans are taking money out of the system. And, of course, there's not enough money going into the system. And they know this is all going to collapse, and it's really going to start to collapse on the 1st of January. Now, certainly, are the Republicans going to agree to higher taxes? Are the Democrats really going to agree to cuts? Basically, the way the system is set up, why, of course, there's going to be about $440 billion in higher taxes. There are going to be about $109 billion in cuts. There are very, very few cuts. 46% of that's going to be in the Defense Department. And, of course, that's going to lay off a lot of soldiers. It's going to cut back on a lot of the companies that are simply manufacturing things and selling them to the government. And they're estimating that about 2 million people will be thrown out of work as a result of that $190 billion, of course, in decreased government spending. But they're going to have to face Social Security and Medicare. There's no way they can be financed, ladies and gentlemen. There just isn't enough money in the world out there to finance the obligations they've taken on, and nobody wants to tell you the truth. Politicians, if they came out and told you the truth about Social Security, they'd immediately be condemned. After all, if people paid into this, people paid into Social Security, they're entitled to it. It's their money. No, ladies and gentlemen, they stole your money. They've spent your money. There is no money in the Social Security fund. So how are they sending out the checks? Well, every month the Treasury actually borrows money, and they sell bonds to do that. And who buys the bonds? Well, right now, of course, the Federal Reserve is buying the bonds. Where are they getting the money to buy the bonds? They're creating it out of nothing so they can buy the bonds, so the Treasury can pay the Social Security checks every month. And nobody wants to tell you. The same thing is true with Medicare. It's all fraudulent. So basically, of course, what's going to happen over when the 1st of January rolls around, number one, a lot of people have been getting unemployment checks. And there are millions of Americans getting unemployment. Ordinarily, unemployment was supposed to last for about 24 weeks. It's been extended to 95 weeks. That's almost 2 years. But what's going to happen with the 1st of January is those checks are going to stop automatically. And then, of course, they're going to stop and they're beginning to cut back on the food stamps. And you're going to see more and more people thrown out of work and more people, of course, are going to have economic problems. Now, will it be that the Republicans and the Democrats will get together and they'll just suspend everything for the time being? In other words, there won't be any increase in taxes. There won't be any of these massive cuts they're talking about. Yes, they may possibly do that in the coming weeks. We're going to have to wait and see. And you're going to be able to tell whether there is a planned program to collapse our economy, depending upon whether or not the Democrats and Republicans come up with some sort of an alternative plan. So John Boehner is meeting with Obama. The Republicans and Democrat leaders are getting together. But, of course, neither side wants to change. And basically, the last thing we need are tax increases. We need tax cuts, but we need massive cuts in government spending. And, of course, nobody's going to come out in favor of cutting Social Security. Nobody's going to come out in favor of cutting Medicare. Nobody's going to come out in favor of cutting food stamps or welfare payments or all of these wonderful things we have that we can't afford. And so what happens? Why, we end up like Greece has, where they have to borrow money to make their payments. That's what's happening in Greece and Spain and Italy and Portugal. They have to borrow money so they can come up with their payments, but they're having to make their massive austerity cuts. and the people are out demonstrating. You're not reading about it, but there are millions of people demonstrating in Greece and in Italy and Spain because they don't like austerity. They like the wonderful socialist programs that we have. They love getting checks from the government. The only trouble is that the government in Greece and Italy and Spain and Portugal doesn't have the money, so they're having to borrow it. And, of course, Greece is making dramatic austerity changes, even though the people don't want it. Is it the only way that they're going to be able to borrow money? And this austerity that they're talking about coming in Europe is coming to America, too, because it's part of the plan of the elite that control America to lower the living standards of the American people. And that's what this is really all about. Why do you think they're driving up the cost of gasoline? Certainly, I can remember certainly when the in 2008, where, of course, we had gasoline going up to $140 a barrel, went up to $144 a barrel. And what happened? The price of gasoline went up to $4 a gallon. And now, of course, we have gasoline at $85 a barrel. And what's the price of gasoline? Well, it's almost $4 a gallon. It's all manipulated, ladies and gentlemen. The oil companies are in on it, the banks are in on it, the major corporations are in on it. There is a secret society that controls the whole caboodle. It controls our government, it controls our military, it controls our banks. Six major banks control 70% of the financial assets in the United States: J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo. They control 70% of the financial assets of the United States. This little group, the Trilateral Commission, controls most of the corporate organizations, corporate boards in America. They control both political parties. They control certainly our educational system. They've infiltrated our religious organizations. They control our six major corporations. They control the media. They largely control everything, and they're moving us towards a financial catastrophe. It's coming, and suddenly you'll be able to know what is planned by what happens in this next few weeks. Are the Republicans and Democrats going to get together and come up with sort of a plan that will at least push off the day of reckoning, or are they going to bring it on now? Our number is 1-800-1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. It's open lines. I want to hear from you. What do you think about it? Do you think we're going to see a financial collapse in America this next year? Or do you think they're going to be able to put it off into a 2014 or 2015 or 2016? Or do you think it's all going to go away? The good times are coming back again, and I would suggest, ladies and gentlemen, that is not going to happen. This whole thing is contrived. Everything going on today is contrived, and I'm reading a fascinating book that's called Bull by the Horns by Sheila Bair, who is one of the few people in government who I ever really felt knew what was going on and wanted to do something about it. And this book brings back all sorts of memories of the events that took place in 2008, when things took place that just didn't make sense. Now, of course, there was quite many years bringing this whole thing about, many of the years when Alan Greenspan was the director of the Federal Reserve Bank. Alan Greenspan is a fascinating individual. If you haven't read his book, you really need to. He understands the gold system. He understands what needs to be done to run a good economy, and he did everything wrong. How could anybody have done so many things wrong unintentionally? It was perhaps about 2 years ago when Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul, tells the story of taking a copy of an essay that Alan Greenspan wrote in 1966 on the gold standard. You can pull it down on your Google simply by typing Alan Greenspan, a gold standard, essay, 1966 gold standard, something like that. It's well worthwhile getting and reading. And it basically says you have to have a gold standard behind your currency. And yet, of course, when Alan Greenspan was the head of the Federal Reserve, he went right along with all this whole program of artificial phony money. And when Ron Paul went to Alan Greenspan with a copy of the essay he wrote in 1966 and said, Mr. Greenspan, would you mind autographing this essay, your essay, 1966, for me? And Alan Greenspan took it, started to sign it, and Ron Paul interrupted and said, but, you know, do you really want to sign that? Because nothing you've done in recent years reflects what you wrote. And Alan Greenspan smiled and said, I just recently reread this essay, and I wouldn't change a word of it. Well, if that's what he really believed, then why did you do everything wrong? I believe, of course, he intended to bring our economic system down. Alan Greenspan says in his book he had two ways of working for libertarianism and preserving the free economic system we had in America. One was to work from the outside, and the other was to join the opposition and work from the inside, and that's just what he did. But if you see what led up to the financial crisis that we're in today, it was totally irresponsible monetary policies that didn't make sense. And as Sheila Bair certainly described, and incidentally our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524, give us a call. Otherwise, back to let's hear from you. I think this is all planned. All planned.
Tri Property Management in Greeley urges listeners, make this the year you get involved in the community. Whether it's food for a family in crisis, checking in on a senior, care packages for military members, or giving the gift of life by giving blood, you can make a difference and directly affect someone's life. We can't save the whole world, but every little bit helps. This message has been from Tri Property Management in Greeley, where Neil and staff are on the air saying happy holiday season to all. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
If the IRS has turned your life upside down, Ameristar Tax Centers has a free, no-obligation consultation just for you. With proven experience, our former IRS agents are licensed to contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help. So call for free information now.
800-519-6297. 800-519-6297. 800-519-6297.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Cintas, the uniform people in Greeley, ask everyone to get involved in our community this holiday season. Whether it's food for a family in crisis, a toy for a needy child, care packages for military members, or giving the gift of life by giving blood, you can make a difference and directly affect someone's life. Be part of something great. This message from Cintas, the uniform people in Greeley, named one of the most admired outsourcing companies in America. Call 970-352-2233, 970-352-2233.
Well, our Man, it's open lines. I'm waiting to hear from you. Our number is 877-254-7524. I was going to go into the background of how we got into the current mess. And it really doesn't make sense. But rereading this book, or reading the book written by Sheila Bair, Bull by the Horns, brought back memories of the things that happened in 2008, 2008, and 2007. And if you have access to a computer, go back and read the letters that I wrote at that time, at the latter part of 2008, about the financial crisis, because I studied it very carefully. And, it just didn't make sense. First of all, it all began with the housing market. Now, ordinarily, people wanted to buy a home. And when they buy a home, of course, you need a certain amount of money to put down to buy the home. Ordinarily, it would be 20%, then eventually got down to, well, if you could come up with 10%, then you could buy the home if you had a good job and you're going to be able to make the monthly payments. And you took out a 30-year loan on the home. Of course, it took the first 15 years. You didn't even hardly do anything to pay the interest on it, on the loan. That only after 15 years did you begin paying down the principal. But it was a wonderful system for the banks, and it was nice for people because people wanted to have a home, even if it was going to take them 30 years to pay for it. But the system worked and worked fairly well, and worked amazingly well. America had a very prosperous society, and people had homes, and we had one of the highest living standards in the world. Well, then, of course, they came along with something called an adjustable rate mortgage. An adjustable rate mortgage said that basically your interest rate would actually be lower to begin with, so that you could buy a home more readily. And if you could come up with 10%, with an adjustable rate mortgage, rather than paying 6% interest on your loan, your home loan, you'd only pay 3% interest on your home loan for the first 4 or 5 years, and then at the end of 5 years, why the interest rate would be adjusted. It was an adjustable rate mortgage arm, they were called. And so they would adjust it up to 7 or 8%. Well, you know, for somebody who really wanted a home, and you wanted to get into a home and you could buy it, and you didn't have enough money to pay a regular interest rate, but if you could get an adjustable rate, you only had to pay 3% for the first 5 years. And then, of course, they could adjust the rate, and then they could adjust the rate up. Well, of course, they could adjust it down, but who in their right mind would really believe they were going to adjust the rate down? Of course the rate was going to go up to 7 or 8%, and the people who really couldn't afford to buy the home 5 years before were going to lose the home because they couldn't pay 7 or 8% interest. So the adjustable rate mortgage was simply a vehicle by which people who couldn't afford to buy a home were allowed to buy a home. And then, of course, they were supposed to have 10% down, but they could always find some vehicle to so that people didn't have to put the 10% down. I had one friend who actually made $20,000 because he bought the house. They actually paid him to buy the house. He didn't put anything down. They paid him because the money was to be made by getting that mortgage. And so basically, first of all, you had people who couldn't afford a home buying a home. Then you had banks and lending institutions that knew better, selling a home to a person who wasn't going to be able to maintain and carry that mortgage and pay it off. But certainly, you could understand that. The banks made money by lending money. But then you had rating companies that would give these banks that were doing things that were just not economically sound. Moody's and Standard & Poor's gave them, threes. Triple A ratings. Why would they do that? Well, because, of course, they had insurance. They were called derivatives or CDOs, collateralized debt obligations. And these have been allowed that they guaranteed that the people would pay their loans off, basically. It was a guarantee that if you borrowed money and you couldn't pay it, and you were going to default on the loan, why, of course, the derivative collateralized debt obligation would pick up the tab. And so it was that the rating companies could in good conscience, give a triple A rating to loans that they knew were going to fail. And then, of course, people came in and bought up the loans from the mortgage companies that the banks had made them, and they converted them into bonds. And these bonds based upon mortgages, most of which were not worth the paper they were written on, these became bonds that could be sold. They could be sold to municipalities. They could be sold to other banks, to European financial institutions, because they would have a regular income of, say, 6% on them. But the trouble was that the 6% wasn't going to be coming in because the mortgages were not valid. And many of the homes that were insured as the economy began to deteriorate in 2008, 2008, and the value of homes began to fall, many of the bonds were only worth 50 cents on the dollar down the line. So you had this whole cascade of events taking place, and Sheila Bair, of course, was the head of the FDIC. They were guaranteeing the loans that the banks were making, and they knew they were faulty. And Sheila, at the time, I remember her speaking out against this and saying, that this system was bound and doomed to fail. And, of course, she could see that. And yet, of course, the people in the Federal Reserve System, people like Alan Greenspan, he got out of the Fed in 2006, but up to that point, he was going right along pushing this whole system that was doomed to fail. But people in all the government agencies and in the banking industry and the financial industry, times were great. We never had it so good as we did, in the early 2000s, and everybody was getting money and making money, and you could actually buy a home, and you could turn that home over, and the value was going up, and more people were buying homes, and more people make great fortunes on homes. People would buy one home and turn it over and make a good deal of money. Then they'd buy two homes or three homes or four homes and turn them over, and you could turn the homes over. Certainly homes were on the sale, over on the market only a few days, and people would snap them up because everybody was making money. It was a catastrophe waiting to happen. And, of course, as you remember, it did happen in 2008 when the bottom began to drop out of the financial markets and the mortgage markets, and the price of homes began to fall. And then, of course, people began to lose their homes, and millions of people lost their homes. And, of course, there are millions of people today, ladies and gentlemen, who cannot make the payments on their home. They're behind. 25% of all the mortgages in America are behind either on paying their taxes or on their homes, and a lot of those homes are still going to be lost. But we're moving into even a greater financial crisis, and this is Sheila Bair's message in her book. Bull by the horns, she's out of the FDIC, and she's writing and she's saying we're laying ourselves open for a far greater catastrophe that occurred in 2008, a far greater catastrophe that, well, similar to what we had in the Great Depression. Our number is 877-254. 877-254. Give us a call. We want to hear from you. 877-254-75.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Well, back there are telephone numbers, 877-254-7524. And we have a caller. Who's calling in?
How you doing, Dr. Stan?
Hi, who's this?
From Brighton, Colorado.
Good to have you with us.
I just want to make a comment real quick. As for me, my father always told me growing up, if you don't have the money, don't buy it. If you have a credit card, throw it away. And I took his words, you know, into action, and I'm 29 years old, going on 30, and I have zero debt. Zero debt. So sometimes it's hard for me to buy stuff, but if I don't have the money, I don't buy it. And that's what I learned a long time ago. I live very cheap, but all my bills are paid. And what I noticed is that we've been growing up to, you know, go to college, you know, go buy a house, you know, get credit cards, go to debt. And it's just amazing how in 1 month between in July and August, I believe that there was about 450,000 people went on food stamps in 1 month. And I don't know how they're going to pay for that since we have no money. So it's just amazing how much debt we have, but we don't pay it back. If we do pay it back, we just pay it back with more debt, and that's not going to work. So I don't know how this con game is going to last, but something has to give. The bridge has to break at some time. We cannot just borrow money forever and then expect China for us to buy our debt or the Federal Reserve, which is about 65% of our debt or maybe more. Who knows? And Ben Bernanke just announced that he's going to buy mortgages each month for $40 billion a month, which isn't actually, it's about $85 billion a month. So I don't know how we could keep this up, you know, Dr. Stan.
Well, they can't. You, first of all, your dad was very smart, and you are doing the right thing. And if you have, I mean, you will survive. But the people who are in debt, you know, are going to be in real trouble. People are, you know, in debt for credit card debt or certainly taking out a loan from the bank, or people who have remortgaged their home, you know. An awful lot of them are going to lose their homes. We're moving into a financial catastrophe, and there is no way to avoid it. And people aren't telling the American people what lies ahead, but the 1st of January, if they do not come up with a solution, hang on to your hat, because they have to talk about a financial cliff. Other people are talking about a financial abyss. An abyss is something without much of a bottom, and this thing is going to collapse. And that is exactly what the invisible government wants. That's what the trilateralists want. They're moving us in that direction. They control the banks. And, of course, many of their banks are in trouble. But they really don't care. They want to lower our living standards. They want to eliminate most of the people in the world. And we're moving into a period of... And not only that, but they've laid us open for an EMP attack, which I didn't even get around to talking about. But it would be very easy to prevent an EMP attack. 95% of the population of this country could be destroyed within a year of an EMP attack on this country out of the chaos that would ensue. We have a talk that's given by Ambassador Cooper that we'll be offering here very soon. We're talking about the total destruction of our country. And all of this is preventable. This whole financial collapse is preventable. this whole war with the Muslim world is preventable. It's all being engineered. But at least you're going to survive what's coming down the road. And I hope you have a personal relationship with our Lord, because that's the most important thing you can have.
Yeah, and then we're following the steps of the Roman Empire, where they debased their gold and silver for like a variety of long time, and sooner or later they collapse, and you're following the footsteps of the Weimar Republic, Zimbabwe. It just hasn't happened yet because we're the world's reserve currency. So sooner or later, you know, China might come in and be the world's reserve currency, or Russia, I don't know, but, you know, Russia and China and Saudi Arabia and some other countries make deals with their own currencies, and very slowly we're being shunned away from the currency. So sooner or later, you know, something has to give, but I don't know how long this will last, but it's going to be a nightmare once it happens. But hopefully it doesn't happen, Dr. Stan, but who's going to fix it? Everybody wants to get reelected somehow, or whoever promises the most free stuff, you know, food stamps, welfare, you know, Social Security, whatever, they're going to get voted in. The person who wants to cut anything wants to get voted out. It always happens, so we're going to pay the price.
Well, I'm afraid that the people are going to have to learn there's no free lunch, and everybody wants a free lunch, and we can't have it. There is no way we can afford a welfare state. This is why they're having all the problems in Europe, and they're coming to America. But there's a timetable, that's the thing. And we're not privy to that timetable, but we are coming to a climax in history very, very rapidly.
Yep.
And I agree with
that. I love your show. I hear your show every single morning, and you have a great day, okay?
God bless, and thanks so much. And, of course, basically we're talking about America being the reserve currency. We are the reserve currency of the world, ladies and gentlemen. And we are going to lose that status in the next few years. Probably it's going to be China that will replace it. Because China is having a gold-backed currency. And, well, I thought we were going to the break, but I get it. China is actually the greatest gold importer in the world. And they've been developing tremendous supplies of gold. Not only that, but they're the largest gold producer. But they're not selling their gold. They're hanging on to their gold. They're importing gold. They want a solid currency. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, other countries of the world will turn to a country that has a gold-backed currency. Other countries know that we are creating, as our previous caller said, $85 billion a month out of nothing. Half of that's going to buy treasury bonds. The other half's going to buy mortgage bonds. And the interesting thing is that at the recent meeting of the Federal Reserve System, there was a question, maybe we should stop doing this because we couldn't afford it. What they decided, we're not privy to, but I suspect that the people on the Federal Reserve Board realize that we're headed towards a financial catastrophe and are going to try to keep the American people from understanding what's going on until it's too late. We're heading to disaster, and of course you need to get the information. Hopefully we can provide it for you and guide you. First thing I'd say, get out of debt. Get out of debt whatever you have to. And so the plan on very difficult times beginning January 1st.
At RAM, we don't think it's the calendar's job to say when the work is done. We think it's up to the truck. So while the other guys are shutting down for the holidays, RAM trucks are firing up their available 390-horsepower Hemi V8 and Cummins turbo diesel engines and working overtime. This is a great time to get a great deal on a great truck right now at the RAM Big Finish event.
Now get 0% financing for 60 months or $7,200 in total values on the 2012 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4. Values include $3,200 Bighorn package discount and $4,000 cash allowance. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. 0% APR financing for 60 months equals $1,667 per month for $1,000. Finance for well-qualified buyers through Ally regardless of down payment. Residency restrictions apply. Offers end 12/3.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, back here, and this is my ministry at Radio Liberty is primarily listener supported. If you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. As you know, we do an afternoon program for 2 hours, an evening program for 2 hours, and we have to pay for our time, and if you're in a position to help, so we can do those, you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, you can perhaps advertise with us, you can donate, you can purchase the tapes and videos and the other things we have, fascinating information that will help you to better understand the events that are taking place in the world today. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position, I know a lot of people are not in a position to help. Why, of course, we ask you to pray for our ministry, for our provision, and for our protection for our staff and our family. And then, of course, we want to mention we have a great new DVD. It's called EMP Attack, or the impending EMP Attack. And it's the talk that Ambassador Cooper gave to our meeting that was held in October 21st, and where he opens. Now, here's a man who certainly knows what's going on. He was the American delegate. He headed the delegation to the disarmament talks during the Reagan administration and was given the rank of ambassador. And he was there really for almost 12 years under Reagan and Bush. And then, of course, but basically he opens his talk by saying that an EMP attack is certainly a very real threat to America and could kill 95% of our population within a matter of 6 months to a year. Could kill 95% of our population within 6 months to a year. Sounds incredible. Well, of course, when you hear his talk, it's not. And we have no defense against it. Absolutely none. Congress voted for it. And then, of course, the House of Representatives voted for it, well aware of the problem. It could have been fixed for a few billion dollars. And, of course, it was killed in the Senate. Why would they do that? Well, because I believe there is an organized effort to destroy this nation. And if we were to have a financial collapse, if we were to somehow get involved in a war with the Muslim world, if we were to have an EMP attack on America, America would cease to exist, and maybe that's the reason we're not even mentioned in the prophecies in the Bible, that America is not mentioned. Or maybe America is Babylon, where, of course, it says, "Alas, Babylon, mother of harlots," and just in a moment, Babylon is destroyed, and the merchants of the world weep. Because, of course, Babylon was the area where all the commerce took place. And who is the greatest head of the commerce in the world today? The United States. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, the terrible things I think lie ahead for our country because America has abandoned God. If you'd like, of course, to get the information on the EMP attack, you can call our 800 number, 1-800-544-8927. We won't have the DVDs available for a few weeks, but they are available of Ambassador Cooper's talk. Hopefully we'll have the other other talks from our conference, fascinating information available very, very soon. But certainly you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear my talk, the Agenda 21 of the Covert Plan, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything